scheduled launch of the Space Shuttle Discovery and its 7-member crew was delayed this morning. Launch rescheduled for later today. The 13-day mission to deliver scientific experiments, equipment, and supplies to the International Space Station. But this trip is a little bit different. This trip has a one of the items in it has a namesake, in fact. It's a treadmill for the astronauts named after the Comedy Central talk show host Stephen Colbert. You would think he would have some reason to be disappointed in the name of the treadmill, though. His name was actually the most popular name chosen in an online contest NASA was conducting to rename the space station's Node 3, a little highlight of his show last night where he talks about that.
Greetings, NASA. It's me, Stephen Colbert. And I just want to congratulate you on a great year. Your dramatic pictures from Cassini, finding water on Mars, and your dramatic discovery of a new administration that believes in science. And it's been a great year for me, too. I, of course, was the winner of your online node naming competition. Despite my coming in first place in the popular vote, you named the node Tranquility. Yeah, that'll scare the aliens. They're not going to mess with Earth now. We might get all relaxed at them. But I was still honored to receive the traditional NASA consolation prize, a space treadmill. I couldn't be prouder that my treadmill will soon be installed on the International Space Station to help finally slim down all those chubby astronauts. Let's face it, being weightless is mostly just a desperate bid to get away from that bathroom scale every morning. So hit the combined operational load-bearing external resistance treadmill or Colbert. But remember to stretch out first, because in space, no one can hear you pull a hammy.
Jacob Keaton is a NASA Space Station Program Analyst and manager of NASA's Name the Node contest. And he joins us now to talk about the Space Shuttle mission, how a Comedy Central show host won a contest he didn't really expect to win. Thank you very much for joining us, Jason. It's great to have you on the program today.
Hi there.
What was this what NASA expected, and was this a little bit weird?
Well, we expected some interesting submissions, which is why we asked the public. Obviously, we can think of names for, you know, pieces of space station on our own, but we were curious what people out there on the internet thought. I don't know that we necessarily anticipated Stephen Colbert getting involved, but we all had a pretty good laugh about it after it happened.
And so how did the decision come about to name it Tranquility rather than naming it Colbert?
Well, we had those discussions here at NASA. You know, we decided we probably shouldn't name a whole piece of the space station, piece of the space station after somebody that's still alive. You know, it doesn't really fit with the rest of the pieces of the space station, like Destiny and Harmony and things like that. But at the same time, Mr. Colbert got us way more attention for this contest and for the space station program as a whole than we had really anticipated this contest getting us. And we felt we had to honor him in some way and to keep him from, you know, continually attacking us on his show.
So this was essentially a bid to shut him up. Get him over it.
Acknowledgement of his contribution to the,
We understand. So tell us what this treadmill does. What is the Colbert treadmill?
Well, the treadmill, it's actually an off-the-shelf treadmill that's been fairly heavily modified by our engineers down in Houston. The astronauts run on it 2 to 3 hours a day, every single one of them. It's crucial for maintaining their bone mass and their muscle strength, which goes away very quickly in microgravity. So as Mr. Colbert said on one of his shows, the astronauts are going to be jumping on him every day. Every day they're in space.
Now, we joke about the idea that this is named after a TV show host, but if you think about it just in terms of the number of that the brand NASA gets on national television, a program that is fairly highly watched, that's really hard for you to put a value on, I imagine.
It is, and I think it went both ways, too. You know, he gets to associate himself with NASA, which we think is great, and we get to be on a show and actually reach a demographic, you know, people in their 20s and 30s that NASA kind of has a hard time reaching these days.
And was that part of the, did you end up finding that you got more votes? Because I know you've done other votes on other parts of the space station and other things. Did you find that this attention actually spurred interest in getting people out there to vote for this thing?
This went far and beyond what we expected. The last node we named was called Node 2, and we did that with school children all around the country. They submitted dioramas and things like that, and that was very good. But it was really just focused on a couple of elementary schools, you know, a couple hundred elementary schools around the country. We got 1.1 million votes for the Node 3 contest, and which took off really only after Mr. Colbert got involved. So we can attribute a lot of the attention directly to him.
Do you have some of the other names that were pretty popular in this?
One of the NASA suggested names was Serenity. That was very popular. Followed up from that, Tranquility was actually one of the top 10 suggested names. So when you hear it came out of nowhere, it really didn't. It was a few thousand people suggested that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're near the number that, you know, suggested Colbert. But
I'm just trying to get a sense of the nature of some of the names that people are suggesting, because I agree with you. The idea that you open this up and you let people just come up with their ideas, people come up with some pretty cool ideas.
Yeah, and we had a lot of references to planets, a lot of Greek gods, things you'd expect like that. There were also a lot of references to various websites. We didn't really expect that. I don't know that anybody really expected us to name, you know, a piece of the space station after after certain websites.
DorbeckInsider.com would be fine.
Well, I'm sure that was probably suggested among them.
No, I did. I'm an egomaniac, but not that bad.
I think you did it. I think you did it, and you're not admitting it to this nice man.
And did you, you know, one of the things that's kind of interesting and I think is fascinating about what you guys did, and we've seen it in a couple instances where people do sort of, and we saw it with the presidential thing where people were voting, you know, legalizing marijuana to be the top issue that the president ought to deal with. Is there a way to deal with something like that where somebody basically tries to, you know, jack the vote, to stuff the ballot box?
You know, I'm sure other people would have different opinions, but in our view, at least here, as we were dealing with this, we felt the best way to deal with it was to go with it, to kind of embrace it, because especially with the internet, when you have so many people watching and so many people participating, to really shut down that many people, I mean, I guess you could say we were undemocratic in the end because we didn't name it after Mr. Colbert, but we still wanted to acknowledge the fact that so many people participated, and you just sort of have to roll with it, I think, which NASA did in the end. I feel like we came out okay with it.
Do you think the people that are following this in the mainstream media are getting too hung up on the fact that it involves somebody like Stephen Colbert and not focused enough on what the mission is of the space shuttle astronauts that are taking off and the astronauts who are on the space station?
Well, you know, as we like to say, there's no such thing as a routine shuttle mission. This is somewhat of a routine one. There's no major parts going up. It's a lot of very important science equipment. We have a bunch of science racks going up, which is critical to the future of the space station. But it's not something that necessarily comes across in a 30-second soundbite on a news show. So any more attention that focuses that, hey, we really do have a space station, it really is producing great science, it's good with us.
How are we looking for this launch, timetable-wise and prospects-wise? It look pretty good?
Looking pretty good for tonight. I believe it's around a little after 1 in the morning, East Coast time.
Oh, my goodness.
The weather at the moment is okay, but it was okay last night until that thunderstorm.
Yeah, it was really weird last night because there weren't really any thunderstorms. And then just like when they were going to launch it, all of a sudden they popped up.
Somebody didn't want us to go last night.
Right.
All right. Thank you very much for talking to us today. Jacob Keaton, NASA Space Station Program Analyst and Manager of NASA's Name the Node Contest. Congratulations on getting this mission off the ground and getting this treadmill into space.
Thanks very much.